Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Let's say hello to Robin. Hey, Robin Morales.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing excellent. I'm sitting here with Al and Jenna.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
You wrote us a letter there, Robin.
Yes, I did, about my daughter, Melissa, and my grandchildren.
Tell us about Melissa and her family, please.
This is Melissa's second marriage. From her first marriage, she has a 7-year-old son. Her current husband, which she's now married to, they have one child, a daughter, so it gives them a total of 2.
Okay. Is that Riley?
Riley, yeah. She's a little stinker, but she's my Christmas present. Her birthday is Christmas Day.
Oh.
She and Sean are married. In the last 3 years, her ex-husband has not paid any child support. Sean has stepped up to the plate. He's never complained once about having to support AJ totally, but he's a good man, and he sets a very good example for my grandson.
Yes.
Good, good.
But they have it pretty rough.
Well, we want to put a smile on Melissa's face and her family, okay? So we're going to bring her in. She has no idea what's going on, okay, Robin? So you just sit there quietly while we grant this Christmas wish for you.
Thank God bless you all. Thank you.
Okay, hold on. Okay, we're going to bring in Melissa.
Okay.
Hi, may I speak with Melissa, please?
This is Melissa.
Hey, Melissa. This is JC from the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I'm right here with Big Al Mack.
Hey.
And Jenna Owens.
Oh, my God.
What's up?
Hi, how are you doing?
We're good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing good. We just felt like we should call you and say what's up.
Yeah.
See how you're doing.
Yeah. Well, I love it. Y'all can do that anytime.
All right.
Actually, we're calling you because somebody wrote a very special letter about you. Okay, Melissa?
Oh.
And
okay.
Do you mind if I read it for you real quick?
That's great. Thanks.
Okay. It goes like this. Dear Kid Nation, I want to nominate my daughter Melissa and her family for a Christmas wish. My daughter's ex-husband has not paid a penny of child support in 3 years. Leaving her and her current husband struggling to pay the bills. Her current husband, Sean, took on raising a stepson, AJ, who's 7, along with their daughter, Briley, who turns 4 on Christmas Day. My son-in-law is an excellent role model for AJ. He says nothing about the ex and doesn't allow anyone else to say anything. Now, I'm sure there are many families who need help, but I'm praying that my daughter's family is the one you can help. Let them see the true spirit of giving. And that was written by your mom, Robin.
Oh, my God.
And she's actually on the phone with us right now, Melissa.
Hey, Mama.
Hi,
Mama.
I'm so proud of you and Sean. Y'all work so hard. And I see you struggle, and you just set an excellent example for my grandchildren. I can't ask of any better gift for you to give me than the example that you set for Briley and AJ and for the other, for your nieces and nephews, too. And
oh, Lord.
I get really aggravated sometimes with you and Sean, but you're good people and you're good parents.
Now, Melissa, I know
Thank
times
you,
are
Mama.
Hard. I know times are hard, and it's difficult to get everything you want for your kids, especially when they're that little, because they want everything.
Yeah, what is Christmas looking like as of right now for you and your family, Melissa?
We've been able to do a little bit. So far, they each have just one gift apiece. And other than that, it's pretty bleak, but... Yeah,
looking pretty sad under the Christmas tree. Do you have a Christmas tree?
We do have a Christmas tree.
Good.
Got that taken care of. Okay.
Yes.
What are your kids asking for? You have AJ, who's 7, and Briley, whose birthday is Christmas Day, so she needs more than one present.
Yeah. Let's start with what's on AJ's
list?
7-year-old boy AJ.
He is a self-proclaimed gamer.
Uh-huh.
So he's looking for any kind of... games. He loves Ninja Turtles. He wants a Ninja Turtle play set. And just games. That's all he's into.
Which gaming system does he have?
He has a Wii U.
All right.
Wii U. I love the
Wii
U. Okay,
Ninja Turtles.
It's really awesome.
And what about Christmas birthday girl, little Briley?
Anything Frozen. Anything Frozen.
The movie.
That's it.
Oh, I was like some meat or something?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, Al.
No.
All right. Get some pork chops or something at the bar. Okay.
She loves pork chops.
So, I'm sure you feel like you have your hands tied behind your back with money and bills and all that. And I know my parents had this going on, too, where you feel like you're failing your children, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not a feeling I want you to feel, because you're not failing your children, Melissa. You're doing everything you can, and you found such a great guy in Sean to treat your son AJ like his own. And you know those men are tough to find.
Truly amazing. Yes.
So here's what we want to do for you, okay, Melissa?
Uh huh.
We're gonna give you a $300 Toys R Us gift card.
Oh my goodness.
And you take that gift card and you go to Toys R Us and you buy them Ninja Turtles and Wii U games and you buy Briley everything Frozen you can find.
$300 with Ninja Turtle stuff, that can go far. You can get, I think, every Ninja Turtle thing they have.
Thank you guys so much.
Now, Melissa, do you have a good hiding spot to hide all this stuff you're going to buy at Toys R Us?
My husband, Yeah, we can get up in the attic. We can put it in the attic.
Okay, good. We want to make sure the kids don't find.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you have a very, very, very special Christmas this year, Melissa, and we hope the best for you and your family in the next year, okay?
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much.
All right.
No
babe.
Problem.
Keep your head up.
Keep that head up. Give Sean a big hug for us and kiss those little ones for us.
I definitely will.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, Melissa, I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly, are you ready to give your sound love advice?
Always ready.
To the good people of the United States of America?
Here to answer the call.
All right, Kelly, here we go. Our expert, love expert. Kelly Raspberry.
Love expert.
All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
How do people you guys date handle all of the attention you get when you go out in public? I'm dating a really good-looking guy who gets more attention than I'm used to anyone else I've ever dated getting, and I don't know how to handle it. If he goes to a bar to get a drink, it takes him way longer than it should because women always stop him. If I go to get drinks, I come back to at least one or two ladies talking to him. I don't consider myself an insecure person, but this might be more than I can handle. It's not his fault. He always tells them he's with someone and excuses himself, so I can't be upset with him. Is this just something I need to get used to and get over, or should I get out before I fall any harder, Courtney?
Well, it's all about your confidence level.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it is, and there's nothing a man I've found as I get older finds more attractive than a confident woman. Insecurity is a huge turnoff. So if you start nagging him about it, and who are you talking to, right?
You'll run the other way.
We don't like that.
You can see a woman who just loves everything about herself, and a man digs on that. So you just have to go at it with confidence. I'm not going to say dive out. Unless he's encouraging that kind of behavior. If you're dating this smarmy guy who's welcoming,
like it,
and I'm saying that if you're dating a guy who encourages that kind of flirtation and he's giving it back, then you've got a different issue there. But
right.
if he's just a harmless victim, you lucky girl to
exactly.
have the hottest guy in the room.
All the women are all over it.
And be like, yeah, that's my man.
It takes a secure person to date someone
that's right.
that gets a lot of attention.
All about security.
Yep. Right.
Sexy, sexy trait.
Sexy.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
This one's a tough one, Kelly.
Oh, great.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I know that my girlfriend of 3 months has always been a party girl, but I didn't know it was this bad.
That is.
I thought she had told me her worst stories, but one of my buddies is a big fan of that website, thedirty.com.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And he found my girlfriend on there more than once.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't just her dancing sexy in the club either. So I'm confused because I knew she was a bad girl, but now this bad? I knew she had a tainted past, but is it okay to be upset about it being worse than I thought?
Yeah.
Caleb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta decide if you want to be with that nasty thing.
But you also gotta, is it something?
Some guys are okay with it if she's completely reformed,
right.
she's had an epiphany, and she doesn't go out. But you know if she's still going out.
And
the minute you
things.
Break up, she's going to be right back on the pages of the Dirty. You know that about her.
And the problem with us guys is we picture everything. If we find something out that you did in your past, we're going to picture that in our
head.
That's bad. And it's bad. We can't stop it.
Everyone has a past, though.
Exactly.
Not everybody has that kind of past, though.
Unfortunately, the past is on a website.
Some things, you have to accept that some people do the worst stuff and get away with it unscathed. But some people mess up, and you got to live with it. You got to consider if it's worth it when you're out there partying your pants off, literally, and end up on the pages of the Dirty.
And it could have been...
Some stuff's not forgivable. I mean, forgive, but they don't forget. It's always wearing at your brain.
Mm-hmm. Well,
my girlfriend was dirty.
It could have been something that was posted in like 2007 or 8.
It could have been how she's living her life now. You got to look at how she's living her life now.
But the problem is, what if his mom decides to go online and search her name? That's going to pop up.
You can do whatever you want, but you got to live with the consequences.
Here's the other thing. If y'all are supposed to go out and she's running late, or say she just blows you off and she's hanging out with her friends, you're going to always think that she's reverted back. She's having these relapses into the party mode, and you're just sitting there, I don't know.
It always wears on you.
I'm a reformed pimp, so it's hard for me to say on this. I want to say go ahead and hang if she's not showing any sign that's still in her blood.
Because that does get old after a while.
Girls
go through their party phase and are like, I can't. The thought of going to a club right now turns my stomach.
Yeah.
Thankfully, there are not a lot of pictures of me to be found from my wildest days. I don't think I did anything to ever qualify for the dirty.
No, you probably didn't.
I could have been pictured stumbling out of a club a couple times, though, honestly.
Wrong place, wrong time.
That could have ruined me.
Sure.
Yeah. Thankfully, that didn't happen.
Right.
That's why you always got to think about what you're doing.
But you don't think when you're young. You're having fun.
Yes, and carry a camera if you're going to be partying with Kelly.
Shoot.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Here, Kelly, you are like the love expert.
I am like. Okay.
I am like in a Facebook fight with like my bestie that won't end.
Like crazy.
First of all, like I think it's just dumb.
It's a Facebook fight?
Yes, it's a Facebook fight.
No, it's like a Facebook.
A Facebook fight with my bestie that like won't end. First of all, like I think it's just dumb that we're having like a fight on Facebook in the first place.
Did she include all these likes or you just add them
flavor? Because
that's annoying.
Okay. But she won't even talk to me. I've tried to like call, like text, like email, but
quit
for whatever
with the
reason.
Likes. Unless she wrote them.
She chooses Facebook as the way of getting in touch with me. It's so dumb. I'm starting to question having her as my best friend at all. She even goes down different hallways at school to avoid me. I thought we were better than this. What are we, like 14? I mean, I guess we're all allowed to act stupid sometimes, but wouldn't you stop acting dumb if your friendship of 2 years was on the line? I mean, seriously, we're 15 years old. This is so stupid. She really needs to grow up. How do I make her see that? Mackenzie.
Just refuse to engage with her on social media. Have a talk with her. I mean, this thing playing out anything on Facebook is a sign of immaturity. And I don't care how old you are.
Adults?
You can be grown adults working out your stuff on Facebook.
It.
And that's immature.
Very mature.
And you're trying
to
get people on your side. That's what you're doing. You're showing, look at me. You know, that stuff's so immature. Yeah. I would just, ugh. If you want to, that's just refuse to engage. Refuse to engage. Delete the posts if they're on your page and talk to her. Say, look, you know, if we can be friends, we got to keep it off Facebook. And if she's not mature enough to handle that, then it's not a really good friend for you.
Recognize the fact that your Facebook page is your Facebook page.
You can delete anybody you
delete,
want.
You can ban. That's yours.
People say it's a free country. I can say what I want. I was like, well, I can freely ban you. Yeah. And I've started using that.
It's your page. It's yours.
I let people get away with a lot. But sometimes I'm like, no.
I give strikes.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, no, dude, this is mine. Don't come over here. Come in my. That's my house.
Exactly.
That's my house.
Yeah. This is my page.
I don't come to your workplace and go to the bathroom on your desk.
Yeah.
But anybody that's like, people that... Gushy-gushy on Facebook about how much they love each other on Facebook on their wall.
Gushy-gushy.
You know, that
all
those messages they put on each other's walls. It's so high school.
They're not even in high school. Well, I guess a freshman, yeah.
Yeah, that might be.
Yeah.
A little bit. Thanks, Kelly.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
This one's good. It's a holiday problem.
Oh, I love holiday problems.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I realize Thanksgiving is come and gone, but Christmas is coming up, and the same thing is bound to happen at Christmas dinner. My grandma loves complaining about how hard she worked cooking dinner all night and morning long. Everyone offers to help, but the woman won't allow it. Here's the awkward part. We're all ordered to pay $10 to cover our part of the meal. The price goes up every year, every holiday. So I know she's making money off of us. I know she's making money off of us, and I feel used. I'd rather her just let everyone pitch in and bring a dish or two, since I know it'd be cheaper, but she won't have it. She's getting old and doesn't have too many meals left in her. So is it worth raising a fuss over?
No.
No one but her likes this way of doing things. So is it up to the rest of us to make one old lady happy?
Make
Chris.
The old lady happy. You know, she's probably on a limited income. Even if she is making a little profit, who cares? It's funny, quirky little grandma stories you can tell later.
$11,
you know,
though?
Yeah. You can't eat out for that. You go to a restaurant.
Right.
Eat all that stuff. And you know, and it's not just about the cost of the food. It's about the time and the commitment. And, you know, come on.
She should be charging you more.
It's an odd way of doing things. But I would think that's kind of funny and quirky. Oh, Here, Grandma, I'm gonna tip you. Here, here's your $11. I'm gonna make that 20. Wink, wink. Pat on the booty. Come on.
Oh, don't pat your grandma on the
booty.
Yeah, you do. It's funny.
Don't pat grandma on the booty.
That's gross, Kelly.
You gotta hashtag that.
Never pat my grandma on the booty.
No. You ain't been to my family reunions then. Grandma gets a pat on the booty.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay and then have to do the dishes.
It's grandma.
Because normally you do the dishes when someone else cooks.
I'm paying for service.
If you're paying.
I'll pay to do. I will do grandma's dishes. And, I will give her a tip. I will whatever grandma wants.
And then if something's not on the table, hey, grandma, need a little salt over here.
I can see,
or send it back to the kitchen. This ain't done enough.
I see Kelly busting out a coupon to give her grandma 25% off.
Then you don't know
That's what they should do. They should make a Groupon.
A Groupon for grandma's dinner. $5.99. Or what you could do is
humor.
Just...
Humor. I just love humor. Yeah, older fine. People, I humor you will talk them. I will about do whatever they want.
You will talk about that later.
I think
later.
It's funny.
After she's, you know, gone, you'll appreciate that and you'll say,
remember when grandma used to charge us $10 to eat Christmas?
Yo, right.
That's funny.
And then everybody...
Talk about that every Christmas dinner.
And then when she does pass away, you all could put $11 in the casket, you know? As the last.
What, to bury money?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Why?
It's just throwing money away at that
grandma,
point.
That's
was there interest?
Don't bury,
why 11?
Don't bury stuff with people.
Why not?
Hashtag that. Don't
Seriously.
Bury stuff.
What are you talking
you have
about?
Grave diggers.
Not just grave diggers, but people put these priceless family heirlooms in the ground that you never see again.
What's grandma's?
Pass it along to other family members who can enjoy it.
Yeah, she doesn't
money
know.
In a coffin and bury
$11?
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
For grandma?
Yeah. In fact, if you bury them in a nice set of shoes, nice pair of shoes, take them shoes off after everybody leave the church. Just take shoes off.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, bury nobody in no $150 shoes.
That's ridiculous.
What if it was grandma's shoes? No, it doesn't fit anybody. Grandma always has little
shoes
feet.
Off. Take them shoes off.
Nobody sees you from the waist down in the casket anyway, right?
Don't have pants on.
So basically you're saying, give money at the dinner.
Well, she's alive.
Don't bury her.
Why would you throw money in the ground?
Because that's the thing.
It's like that stupid old lady at the end of Titanic throwing that multi-million-dollar jewel in the ocean. What are you thinking?
We already know what kind of lady Rose was. She killed Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a bad person.
She killed Jack.
She let Jack go. Jack
said, she could have
never let go.
She could have had him on that piece of wood.
Right. Not a friend of Jack.
He never let go, Jack. Oh, I won't.
Sharing his character.
The second he closed his eyes, she pushed him underwater.
The real villain in that movie was not that dude that she was about to marry.
No, it was Rose.
Rose was the villain. In
holding Jack's head up under the water like that.
Yeah. There you go.
She didn't hold his
head. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Now, if you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We have a nice tab there. We'll read it on air, and she'll answer your question for you.
We wish
you a
Taylor Swift, miss. We wish you a Taylor Swift, miss. We wish you a Taylor Swift, miss. And you can win here.
Yes, you can. That was the Swiftmas jingle right there. Caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You will score tickets to the 1989 World Tour in either Baton Rouge, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Tampa, Chicago, San Diego, or St. Louis, and we'll fly you there with Southwest Airlines. Well, you got to get in first.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We're celebrating the 12 days of Swiftmas every single day. 12 days, 12 winners. So far, Liz Petrov and Sherry Hernandez will be on their way to the 1989 World Tour. And we're adding to that list. Joining that list is going to be our good friend, Wendy Hanna.
Merry Swiftmas!
Hey, Wendy Hanna.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm so excited.
You should be excited because, Wendy, we were looking for caller number 13, which happens to be Kelly Raspberry's and Taylor Swift's favorite number.
I claimed it first.
You did, Kelly. And I'm happy to inform you, Wendy, that you are, in fact, the 13th caller. Yay!
Yay!
I'm so excited.
We're so excited for you. These shows are sold out across the country, girl.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, Sherry, we're going to be sending you to one of Taylor Swift's shows of the 1989 World Tour in either San Diego, Tampa, Dallas, Baton Rouge, Omaha, Pittsburgh, or Chicago, thanks in part to Southwest Airlines. And don't forget, tickets for most of the 1989 World Tour are on sale now, but, you know, good luck finding them.
Yeah.
What was your name again, sweetie?
Wendy.
Wendy.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to call you. Who are you taking with you, Wendy?
My daughter, Haley, is wanting to go.
Oh, how old is Haley?
She's 11. She's a big Taylor Swift fan.
Oh, that's the perfect age.
She's the best mommy-daughter date.
And what a good role model for your daughter, right?
Yes. She is so excited. She's here with me now.
Don't you take her to see that Ariana Grande.
Ariana's okay.
Ah, she's too, she's too tardy.
Tardy for the party. Congratulations, Wendy.
Wendy, you have fun at the show, okay?
I can't hear you.
Oh.
You don't need to.
It's okay.
Thank you so much.
Have fun at the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You're awesome.
Congratulations. Hang on just a second.
All right, Wendy. Aw. Think your 11-year-old daughter?
I can't. I love. That's fun.
Hold on. Wendy, is that going to be her first concert?
No, she's actually gone to see Justin Bieber also.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is way better.
Yeah, this is cooler. My first concert with Emma Kelly was One Direction, but she was clueless. But my friend, a ticket broker, insisted, because all the little girls love One Direction. My daughter didn't even know who they were.
Right.
And so after they sang the two songs she knew very early in the show, she's like, why are they still singing? She didn't understand.
Yeah, by 11, I think Wendy's daughter will understand a lot.
Oh, yeah.
A lot better. Right. And everybody knows all the Taylor Swift songs. So have fun, Wendy. Hold on for us. And from one superstar to another.
It's exciting.
You know what to do with that big fat butt. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Oh, yeah. Last time we talked to Jason Derulo, this guy right here, Talk Dirty was the number one song in the country. So Al asked Jason.
I could have just stayed at home on this interview.
Well, Al, you needed to be there. Well, you needed to keep me off of him.
This was on the phone. Al, you got Jason to talk dirty to Kelly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want you to know, like when I get home, it's going to be on. But, like, I want you to, you know, prepare for me. So I want you to wear a nice little robe with nothing underneath the robe. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And when I walk in the door, you know, I just want to make sure that dinner is ready.
Dinner?
What are we having for dinner? Jason, hot dogs or something? So the talking dirty to Kelly went really well.
Yeah, it was fine for me.
And the
dirty
spark
includes dinner.
Al, were the sparks flying again when you guys met with Jason Derulo?
They were maybe one-sided sparks.
What? Let me just say this.
Oh, interesting. You bring up sparks,
right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kelly, one point at the beginning of the interview, she didn't waste any time. Her buttock, Kelly's buttock, was in Jason Derulo's lap.
Well done, Kelly.
I was
Kelly.
Very smooth. He barely saw it coming.
Well, it's always fun to listen to an interview.
Subtlety is her specialty.
That involves Big Al Mack, because you never know what he's going to do. Here is the big sit-down with Jason Derulo, Kelly Raspberry, and Big Al Mack.
Here's the man that I profess my undying love for on a daily basis.
Oh, thank you, Kelly. Thank you.
Mr. Jason Derulo with JC crashing our interview.
What's up, man?
Hey.
Just ignore him. Just ignore him.
She still has the shirt that you gave her. You have no recollection of this.
Yes, he
does. Of course I do.
He knows.
The T-shirt that you gave, that she jacked from your concert.
It was given to me.
That was a gift.
She sleeps with it under her pillow every night.
I wear it. It's a good T-shirt. Oh, it's quality. I just want to know what you've sweated on that I can take home with me tonight.
You know what? I'm probably going to sweat in this one right here.
I don't think... These don't breathe, do they?
It's a little breathing room.
Where you get these at the bazaar? Where you get these pants, man? Look at that. I don't know what that
there is. There has to be a special place that
a black
pop
store.
Stars, rock stars, rap stars all shop, because I don't see this in the mall.
You know what? It's not just stores, but, you know, some designers will, like, just make things for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't want to wear things that other people are wearing. You know, you don't want to be the one of those people that, you know, you go to the club and people got the same thing you got on. You're like, oh, man. So, you know, you just try to make...
It's all part of the package. It's not just about the voice. It's about the package.
Stop it, Shannon. Now, real quick, Jason Derulo dressed very nicely.
Oh, yeah.
He's got leather pants on, got a cool flat-rimmed hat.
Uh-huh.
He's got a tank top on. Big Al Mack next to him, wearing his Blake Shelton hat.
Yeah.
A weird furry red shirt.
It was a Santa Claus shirt.
Yeah. Velvet. And some baggy jeans.
Yeah. Yeah, I was getting into the season. It was after Thanksgiving.
And Kelly looking really hot and all black.
Yeah, I was hot.
There you go.
So, you know, you don't want to wear things that other people are wearing. You know, you don't want to get, be the one of those people that, you know, you go to the club and people got the same thing you got on. You're like, oh, man. So, you know, you just try to make.
It's all part of the package. It's not just about the voice. It's about the package.
So you never considered wearing a red velvet shirt tonight?
I was going to wear this one. I was going to wear it, but I was like, it's too soon.
Do you go Christmas shopping? I mean, can you go to the mall?
Oh, do they shut down the store for you and you just go in?
You walk in and go, Jason Derulo.
sometimes they're nice enough to shut the place down. But not all the time. I mean, if it's like a huge store, I mean, they're not going to shut down their huge store, you know, just because somebody's coming in.
Can you go anywhere incognito? Can you, like, not do your whole Jason Derulo thing and go out and not be recognized?
Kind of. I mean, if you rock a hoodie, you know what I'm saying, you got the glasses on, it just makes people look a little more.
Yeah.
So if you just kind of keep the hat down, like, you know what I'm saying, bring it here and walk fast. Because, you know what I'm saying, people... they're not really going to look if you're walking fast.
Mm. Or they might think, like, was that? And then you're
just
already
like
gone.
Strolling. Right. And then I make my security like lag a little bit. Because, you know, everybody's going to look at him. Look how, you know, he's right. Like 8 feet tall. So if he lags a little bit, everybody's going to look at him and not me.
Oh, my God. Is that one person or two people?
Do you know the damage I could do to you before he gets across the room?
Kelly, it's almost getting embarrassing.
I'm just teasing.
It's almost getting embarrassing.
He's not laughing.
So seriously, when you go to the mall, do you have a list? Do you go ahead and say, okay, this is for mom, this is for, or do you?
Do you have a budget? You really have a budget?
Yeah, because I, you know, brother, have to check the credit card balance before I go to the mall. I'm like, okay, $300 available on this one.
You know what? I don't really shop for everybody. I mean, I have a big family.
Too much.
Yeah, it's just, you know, my grandmother had 15 kids, so, like, I got tons of aunts, tons of uncles. So what I do is I shop for all the kids in the family. So
yeah.
I go to, like, Toys R Us and just, like, just clear them out pretty
That's
much.
Fine.
Seriously, you just go on and give them a CD, though. Say, hey, here's my new, I got this new CD
to my niece, this is my new album. I'm going to sign it for you.
Right.
And what is going on with you in the studio? What's up with you in the...
While I was on tour, I got a studio bus, and it's my first time actually recording on the road. It was amazing, because I was fresh off stage, off that high, and then went into the studio bus and, you know, wrote more songs, and, you know, off that high, I mean, I don't know, it's...
Different vibe? I mean, when you're on the road, it has to be, is there like a common thread through the album? You went through a little bit of heartache.
But you know, the high off getting off stage, like when you get off stage, like it's just like this feeling, and the music kind of sounds a little stadium-ish, you know what I'm saying? So you have that vibe.
Okay.
So you're going to be doing a big tour in 2015. What are your plans?
Yeah, so since there's new music coming, there'll be a tour coming along with the new music, which I'm excited about as well. I'm excited to do new music because I've been on the same album for like 2 years now.
But you know what? When you keep having hit after hit, you have to keep promoting it.
Yeah, for sure. Right. But I'm ready.
Right.
You know, I used to be the kind of person where people ask, are you tired of performing those songs yet? I'd be like, nah, it's all good. Mm. Nah, I mean, I've been performing them for a while.
After
not.
2 years, like,
yeah, I'm ready for some new music for sure.
As long as you can keep going to the bank and making deposits, though, it's cool.
It's a beautiful thing, you know.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Christmas time.
Do you
absolutely.
Have to make any New Year's resolutions? Are you that guy?
Absolutely. This year...
Cut are you good at keeping
carbs,
them?
Cutting back on the carbs.
Are you good at keeping them, or do you like fall off by about February?
I fall off, but...
But you try.
This year... Okay, last year was the year of no losses. So, like, I spent, like, 6 months not losing at anything. Like, basketball, Monopoly, Jenga, like...
Really?
6 months. And then I lost one time, and it was all downhill from there. I just started losing everything. This year, I'm going to do something that's probably a little more obtainable. I'm gonna start spending a little more time with my family. You know, I work all the time. I'm, you know, just really work-oriented, not always been that way. But this year, I want to take some time for me and take some time for the fam.
How are you going to do that if you're going to be on the road? You
look,
just bring them all with you?
My brother's looking at me crazy.
Yeah? You're just going to bring them all with you on the road? Is that how you make that happen? I mean, you can't do that.
Yeah. You want to do both, though. You know, I'll bring my mom out. I'll bring my nieces out. Because I've actually never brought my nieces out on the road because they're so young. But this year, I think I could do that in intention going home as well.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a mistletoe right here, Jason.
Oh, what a coincidence.
The risk
somebody happened to bring mistletoe.
The risk of making this even more awkward.
Don't embarrass him.
Embarrass him. That's what she's saying.
Don't do that.
All right.
Don't hurt me. This was not my idea.
All right. You ever kissed a white girl before?
Yeah, once or twice.
Duh.
Jason, you don't have to do this.
Dude, did you get a mint?
Why are you doing me like that?
Don't do this. Don't embarrass me in front of Jason Derulo. Seriously, Al. If you want to kiss me, I'm gonna let you kiss me. But if you don't want to, it's okay. If you don't, I would never put you in that position.
How we do like a super close
girl? Oh.
No mistletoe required.
All right.
I would never put him on the spot like that.
All right. Well, I got one over my head.
I ain't kissing you. Jason, give him a kiss.
No. Oh my gosh.
Well, thank you, Jason Derulo. And when you come back on tour, please come by our show. We love everything with Jason Derulo. We support you 100%.
You've always been
very
nice.
I'm Team Jason if you haven't figured that out.
You've always been really nice to us. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
You guys are amazing. I always love coming to the show.
Thank you. Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo, everybody.
Yeah. Yay. Kelly, were you disappointed you didn't get the kiss on the lips?
No, that was awkward. That was uncomfortable.
Are you mad at Al?
Wasn't as uncomfortable as it was kind of edited a little bit when I said, I know you've suffered heartache this year. He started to answer. He's like, whoa, you kind of threw me for a minute. I think he thought I was going to bring up Jordan Sparks and all that mess. But when I saw that reaction, I'm like, I will never go near that again. Yeah. You know, I don't want to upset Jason like that.
No.
But I am Team Jason.
Over Jordan?
I have to be.
She has to be. They're both good people.
I know they're both good people, but I think she's acting ugly.
Al, Team Jordan or Jason?
No, I'm Team Jason.
Jason, okay. Yeah. Jenna?
Jason.
Okay, Jason,
yeah. I love Jordan.
That song, I Washed Your Back When You Broke Your Neck, that's juvenile and silly.
All right, I'll make my decision.
I'm Team Juvenile.
Team Jason.
You have to take a side. You have to, Jenna.
You can't be Switzerland in this scene.
I love Jordan. If she wants to promote her new music, except for that song, I will not let her sing that.
Just because of this, I'm going to have to be Team Jason. Because Jason didn't do that. They're Beyonce of her.
Very scorned woman of her.
Yeah,
angry
I feel
little
it,
girl.
Yeah.
That was her first love. You know what that means.
Yeah.
That was her first love.
Stage 5 clinger.
Yeah, he sparked Jason. Yeah. Jordan.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Threw a little spark up there.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
I don't care if the world knows what my secrets are.
Oh, yeah.
Secrets are.
So I got a new favorite TV show. My wife and I were watching Lifetime Channel, or as my clique likes to call it, out, the LMN Network.
Oh, yeah.
The LMN
Network. No,
yeah.
You know, that's what we call it in the inner circle.
That's what your clique calls it?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a great show. I caught it after intervention.
What's it about?
It's called, I know, I was a crazy night last night, Jenna. Don't even ask. It's called Living in Secret. Here's a preview.
My name is Sophie, and I have a secret.
Most people know me as a mother,
an aspiring writer.
I'm a college student, but actually I'm a stripper.
I'm a client escort.
I'm in the $25,000.
The deeper you go into this other life, you're darkening your soul.
And that happens quite a bit. A lot of people live secret lives.
Yeah.
I don't like to tell lies, and you got to keep it up.
Yeah,
you got to
remember. And then how deep do you go?
You got to keep it so straight with your lies. Like, Sophie, she was on the show last night. She was the one that was a high-end escort, and she had to lie to her family back home. She moved to L.A. and was telling them she was writing novels. So she's a writer, and she ended up getting into the escort business.
Well, maybe she can write about escorting.
Yeah, I think she could.
This is research.
So she had a bad relationship with her dad after her mom passed away, and like that led to probably wanting to have relations with other men, and then she wanted to.
My parents divorced. Yeah,
she ended up wanting to go on national television and tell her dad the secret. That's how she was going to liberate herself. And so this whole show, she's going by Sophie.
Yeah.
So she's only known as Sophie this whole time. So you get to know Sophie. And then at the end, you get to meet the real person, Stephanie.
Oh.
And the other person was, it was Claudia, who was a crazy shopaholic and even had a storage unit where she hides all her stuff that she buys from her husband.
She was addicted.
She was addicted to shopping because her mom stopped talking to her and her daughter stopped talking to her. So she filled that void by going shopping and spending money.
It gives you a high when you buy something.
Yeah,
a lot of people experience a physical high.
It does.
$45,000 in debt she got herself into, along with her husband. And they had to it's the most uncomfortable experience, and you get to witness it because you try to put yourself in the person's shoe. How would I react to my wife telling me this or my daughter? It was
betrayed.
So good.
I feel betrayed, JC.
I'm thinking, I'm like, how many people listening to our show are living these kind of lives?
We had a listener on, and he was telling his family that he was in the military and went as far as to have pictures made of him in a military uniform, sent them to his family. And all the time, he was
I don't know what he was
doing. I don't know what he was doing, like, but he wasn't in the military.
He was a delivery man or something.
Yeah.
And then he told her on our show.
Yeah.
Right.
It was awkward.
We're not making you tell your secret. We just want to know what it is.
Yeah.
Well, even if you call in 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You want to keep it super secret? Just give us a fake name. Kelly is the best to keep your secrets, by the way. She won't tell anybody.
This is what I've learned. If you keep a secret, people tell you stuff.
Oh, I've told Kelly stuff.
I like knowing stuff. And I learned if I just keep my mouth shut, people keep telling me stuff because people have this need to unburden themselves.
Right.
And you're the unburdener.
I'm happy to hear it.
Kelly could write a book, but she won't because that's how good she is at keeping the secret.
Do you guys remember that time somebody called in and they had lost their job and they were too ashamed to tell their family?
Yeah.
And so they were going and driving around for 8 hours a day instead of telling their family what had happened.
And instead of looking for another job.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wasting all that time.
Let's start with our first secret.
All right, come on.
We're in the tree in the safe nest.
The safe tree. The trust tree.
The trust tree.
The safe nest.
Yeah, the safe nest.
All right.
Isaiah, go ahead with your secret.
Hey, yeah. So a couple years ago, for a couple months, I was actually a gay stripper.
Wow.
Never told any of my family about it. But the funny part about it was I had an uncle that was in the same circuit. And my parents would always tell me, like, oh, you don't want to grow up and be like him. You don't want to be a stripper like him. He's just trashy.
And you were doing that all along.
Are you gay?
I am gay. And I wasn't doing it all along. I did it for, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of, you know what the strippers always say.
What?
In the gay clubs. They tell the women, I'm straight. I'm just doing this because the money's so
good. Right.
And then the gay guy comes along.
Lie.
Oh, wink, wink. I'm really gay.
Yeah, Isaiah,
I just tell that to all the straight girls.
And to this day, your family doesn't know, Isaiah?
Yeah, they still don't know. I've never told them.
Did you ever run into your uncle, like, you know, one routine after another? He was up next.
Right.
Well, see, we're all routines. We're just all kind of dancing on, like, different boxes at the same time.
Oh, but you're like a go-go dancer thing.
What's up, Uncle?
I found my cousin in a strip club one time.
Well, you did?
Gay strip club. But she was living the lie because nobody knew it.
Yeah.
And I went there for a bachelor party and saw her over there. She gave us a table then.
Oh, this one's...
That's...
Don't make it worse, Al.
Yeah, that was the worst thing you've ever done.
Shout out, Trico.
You didn't have to do that.
Trico.
And you call her out. What was her stage name?
Shout out, Trico.
It's Trickatoo.
Call us with your secret if you're living a lie right now.
Courtney, go ahead and get this off your chest. We're here for you.
Thanks. So you know how, or you don't know how, but my family is obsessed with losing weight and being healthy. And on Facebook, I've been posting, oh, I've lost 5 pounds over the past 2 months, all through 2014.
Yeah.
And to keep up this facade, I'll take pictures of myself in clothing that are like 2 sizes too big so they look loose. And this past holiday, you know, Thanksgiving, I came up and I didn't eat a lot. And they were like, oh, you're doing so well on your diet. No, I actually have been eating out in secret and I actually eat on the way there. And they have no idea that I haven't lost a pound.
Oh, girl.
You're just buying bigger clothes?
But that just shows how easily people
just
are
just bigger clothes.
And they see her in person. They can tell she hasn't lost weight.
Right.
But they're still buying the lie.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Are you planning on losing any weight next year? New Year's resolution?
In truth, I've lost about 10 pounds, but they think I've lost about 40.
Hey, 10's good.
Clothes do wonders. When you learn how to wear it, it just works.
There you go. Hey, as long as you're happy, Courtney, are you happy?
Spanx, baby.
I am. I think I'm gorgeous with the curves.
There you go, girl.
But it makes them happy to think I'm trying.
And congratulations on that 10 pounds.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good accomplishment.
We love you, Courtney. Thanks for calling.
If you're 10, looks like you lost 40. That's a good 10 right
I'll
there.
I'll take that all day.
Yeah.
Let's go here with Marie. What's your secret?
Hi. My secret is that I am a house mom, but my family doesn't know that I'm a medium.
I'm actually a large.
Oh, you're a psychic medium?
Oh!
I am. I have been pretty much my entire life, as long as I've known. But my family and none of my friends, except for my husband, knows.
Why don't you tell them?
Because I live in a really small town where the KKK is still active, and I'm pretty sure that would be staked
for
doing witchcraft or something. I mean,
the KKK doesn't like mediums?
Uh-uh. I guess not.
I didn't know that.
Or black people.
No.
No.
Where, you in Denham Springs?
Witches.
Where you at?
I'm using a fake name, so I really would like to not even use my town.
That's fine.
I understand that.
Hey, we're secrets here.
So you don't, you don't like have one of those signs in the window, psychic readings. You just do this.
Oh, Lord, no.
So you just have this.
There was a coworker that I worked with that I confided in. And then my coworker kind of told somebody else, and that's kind of how I've got the word of mouth. But still, everyone knows that it is a hush-hush thing. I mean, I do house calls and stuff like that, but, I mean, I don't really tell anyone, and, you know, all my clients know that, you know,
keep it secret.
Do you have a feeling about any of us on the show? We're going to selfishly use you.
Might as well.
Do you have a feeling? I know it doesn't always come that easy, but maybe you feel something.
You feel something for us?
I'm pretty nervous just even saying it on air. So it'd have to be, basically I'd have to kind of calm down and then I'd have to only focus on just one of y'all.
Okay. Jenna. Jenna wants a baby. Is she ever going to find love in a baby?
Since when do I want a baby?
You said it earlier. You're all sad about it.
I don't want a baby.
Hush and let her predict.
Yeah, here's Jenna.
You want a baby.
There's a big difference between being a medium and being a psychic.
Right.
Oh, what is
would God, Kelly. Know more of those things. A medium basically can just talk to people that have crossed over or people that are about to cross over, like basically your dead ones, your family members that have, you know, crossed over and want to talk to you.
Who do you want to talk to, JC?
Oh, your uncle?
Your uncle?
I want to talk to my uncle, yeah. Can you tell him I say hi?
This is really nerve-wracking and putting me on the spot.
Oh, no, we don't want to do that.
We don't want to do that. We'd never do that.
No,
we'll get your.
Mind at all. It's just, it's
not the right time.
We'll get your number, Marie, because I'm interested.
Give it 10 seconds. Give it 10 seconds.
No, okay. She's nervous. She's uncomfortable.
If you want, I'll get your number, Marie, and then we could try it when we're off air and you're calm, and we could talk to my uncle, and we'll have a good time.
Yeah, that would be really cool. I would love that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hold on.
I'm interested in that.
All right, cool.
I've never done
and then
that.
Then she can ask your uncle if Jenna's going to have a baby.
Yeah, because he knows.
Where did this come from?
From this, Jenna.
You want a baby.
Kelly's the one with baby fever. I don't want one.
Earlier this morning, she was like, you said that earlier this morning. Am I going to have a baby?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Didn't she? Did I remember?
Oh, she wants a baby so bad, Kelly.
Guys,
is it ever
going to
happen for me?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's how it went.
I distinctly remember that conversation.
2015, the year of Jenna's baby.
Oh, man.
It's going to happen.
I'm not even fertile.
All right, let's go. Let's do a couple more. Misty. We're ready for your secret.
I am a full-time legal assistant, and since I was 18, I've been featured in as an adult magazine model.
Wow.
Oh.
Are you scared that one of the guys in the office will eventually see one of these spreads?
You know how those lawyers are.
Yeah, they see these.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Why aren't you afraid of that? I mean, men look at those.
Are you like in a European one or something?
No. I actually have been featured this month as the top 20, one of the top 28 models of this adult magazine.
Which magazine is it? Is it a famous one?
Or is it a smaller one?
Hustler magazine.
Hustler?
Wow.
That's the dirty one.
Yeah, it's like Flint time right there.
They're a little more risque, yes.
Yeah. Woo.
Al, you should know.
So how are you so confident that none of these guys are going to flip through, reading something about the latest legal doings in Hustler and see your picture?
Truthfully, oh my God, I'm shaking. At this point in my life, I am I'm very proud of it. I love what I do.
Yeah.
Huh. I love entertaining. My family supports me, and I love it.
What? So your family knows. Your family knows, but the people you work with don't know. Your professional people.
Correct.
So you don't tell them because you think you'll be fired. If you're proud, why don't you tell them?
Maybe. But like I said, I'm at a level in my life where I'm kind of liking it.
And she probably doesn't want to walk around the office with the guy staring at her, and you know, it just would turn weird.
Which one do you make more money at?
The modeling.
Yeah.
Wow. Stay in school, kids. You can get your job, legal assistant, and just model on the side.
That's two jobs.
I kind of looked at my magazine in the mail when I received it yesterday, and I said, I heard the segment, and I just had to do it.
There you go.
I had to kind of just...
You must like really like, I guess for the shoots, you got the glam hair, the fake lashes and all that stuff. So in your real life as a legal assistant, you know, probably very simply dressed. So, you know, maybe they, if they did see it, they think that girl looks an awful lot like.
Yeah. But it's not.
In her office. Yeah. But, oh, she's, there's no way.
You change your hair and everything?
No.
Oh, you keep saying
well, then there's that.
Well, JC, you got the last caller's number to talk to her about something. Can I get your number? We're going to hold on just a second. I'm going to get your number. We're going to, I'm going to call you after the show. We're going to talk about stuff.
Okay,
I'm going to
see your mom.
See what page. Hold on, Misty. I wonder what page. Al wants
to. What page you on?
Al wants the research.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Hold on.
All right, Al, we got to roll it.
I mean,
might as well. That's two for us. Hey, y'all need to get some money.
You want to give money to the cause, apparently, Al. That's what you want to do. That's fine. Let's finish it off with Paris, who's a Guy Paris. Hey, Guy Paris.
Oh, I've never met a Guy Paris.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fake name, though. He can pick anything he wanted.
It's okay. What's up, Guy Paris?
I was born with that name.
Oh, so it's not a fake name?
Nah, not at all.
Okay, we thought you were making up one because you're sharing a deep, dark secret. You didn't want anybody to know your identity.
It's not that bad, but honestly, coming up, all my buddies thought I was a playboy. They still think I'm a playboy, you know. Always have that personality. I'm able to talk to people, girls, you know, it's not an issue for me. They always say, hey, can you go talk to that girl for me? You know, whenever
I get that vibe from Paris. Don't you get that vibe?
You sound like a suave dude.
But
you sound like a player.
So what's the luck?
I try after Al, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you, dog.
But the lie is.
What's up, pimp?
But the lie is, I still got my V card, and I'm holding it tight, you know?
Good for you, Paris.
I'm waiting for the right one to come along, but they don't know that.
So wow.
When I'm with my guys, they're like, oh, snap, so you know how whenever, you know, and then I'm just like,
But you don't know.
Good for you.
Well, Jenna wants a baby, Paris. So.
Yeah, did you hear the last caller?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's insane. kudos to her. I mean, that's powerful. But
well, you know what? Good for you, Paris.
Yeah, it's a good job.
That's a cool lie.
Did he say how old he was? How old are you?
I'm nearly 20, but.
Okay.
All right.
That's good, man.
Great.
It's hard for a good-looking dude to hold it on.
A rare gem.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're like the Tim Tebow of guys who are players at the club.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, man.
All right, man.
Stay strong, bro.
Much respect, Paris.
Much love, dog.
Try Britain. This
okay, this is a Big Al Mac audible
you shouldn't be
real
looking.
Quick.
You should be surprised.
I know, but this is a Big Al Mac request. Brittany, what is your secret? Yeah.
My secret is that I've been secretly married for the last year.
Uh-huh.
You're secretly married?
Your family?
I'm secretly married, yeah. My life started back when I was 17. I was in high school, and I started dating this guy who just happened to be black. And my family is incredibly racist. We moved down to Texas, and we've been married for a year, and I'm 25 now. So it's been a long
life.
And does he live in Texas with you, or are y'all long distance married?
We moved down here together after we graduated from college. It's just been a big secret.
You have kids?
No, but we're actually going to start having a kid soon, so that's going to be an interesting way to keep that alive for my family, too.
When are you planning on telling you? You're going to eventually have to tell him, Brittany.
Honestly, I really don't think that I ever could. I don't think that they would ever accept
me. I'll tell you the truth, though. Grandbabies have a way of melting away layers of racism. Mm-hmm. It's the truth.
Because babies are cute.
It's the truth. A lot I've known, because I grew up in the South, and you know the problems with the races there, and interracial relationships are becoming more common.
Yeah.
But people who would stand to their children's face and say, I will never accept this relationship, that grandbaby comes along.
That little beige baby.
And suddenly it changes. It doesn't happen in every case.
Right.
But grandbabies do have a way of easing those tensions.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen miraculous transformations in people who've had to accept that. So you might want to give it a shot.
Right.
It's better than living a lie.
Because you started at 17 and you're 25 now?
17, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time. It's really difficult. When I go home, I have to pretend like I'm this completely different person.
Yeah.
It's really exhausting.
And your mom's always wondering, like, why aren't you dating anybody and getting married?
Yeah, it's really awkward. I'm like, I don't like anybody down here.
What, did they ever visit you at your house?
No. Fortunately, we live like 1,200 miles away, so they can't just pop up down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Did you ever make up like a white boyfriend?
I've done that. Honestly, I think my dad thinks that I'm a lesbian. I said that I moved down here with one of my best girlfriends, and I'm pretty sure he thinks I'm a lesbian. So
shout out.
The secret safe with him.
Wow. Do you have like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram?
I do, and I have a lot of people blocked on it. Whenever anyone in my family tries to add me, I like immediately block them.
Wow, this is
This is
deep. That's deep.
Yeah, it goes really
that's deep.
Deep.
But you know,
Brittany,
it does.
Brittany, if you ever choose to tell your family, and for some reason it doesn't go well, you can be part of our family and come to Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay, thank you.
Wow. I just made a
is
new
he
family.
Black? He's black. Yay, baseball.
Yeah. Does he like baseball?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, he does. Okay. Now we're going to get your number, Brittany. We're going to keep up with you and see how your life goes.
Got another number.
Okay.
Yeah. The white girl secretly married to the black dude.
Yeah.
We've never met one of those.
The lawyer, the law student that's posing
so
for
rare.
Hustler.
I've never met one of those either. Yeah. That was fun.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
How would you like free Starbucks for life?
That'd be pretty cool.
Doesn't that sound awesome, Big Al Mac?
Yeah, buddy.
Starbucks just announced a contest where 10 Americans can win free coffee for life. But I take issue with this.
Why?
It's not coffee until the day you die. They define life as the next 30 years. And you only get one drink or food item a day.
Okay.
And if I'm going to win free coffee for life, I should be able to walk in there in the morning, in the middle of the day, and at night, whenever I want to. I should have a card that says, this guy gets whatever he wants from our store.
You are greedy.
Yeah.
No.
It turns into you taking all your friends.
Yeah. Or you stand outside Starbucks. Hey, you give me a dollar, I'll let you use my life.
No, I mean, when's the last
honor
time
code?
You went to Starbucks, Mr. I'm So Angry?
2 days ago. To get my wife a coffee?
So you don't even go every day.
No, I don't.
And you don't go for yourself.
But I'm saying if I won this, I would be upset because if you say life, I should be able to get whatever I want.
Well, you can.
They'll just tell me I get coffee for life and then I get one thing a day.
Whatever you want is one cup of coffee.
For 30 years? I'm going to live more than 30 years.
Hopefully.
Well, I hope you do too.
That's what's going to keep me healthy.
I think this is cool. It's kind of like they say it's like the Willy Wonka golden ticket
yeah,
at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know that's like my favorite movie ever.
Yeah.
I love it. I love all the songs in it.
Jenna's breaking into the musical, I think.
And it just kind of puts me in that mood of that spoiled bratty girl, Veruca Salt, that Ooh. Wants that golden goose from her daddy.
Right.
The egg.
And she just, and it's like, this is what I could do with Starbucks. You know, I could just walk in there.
I feel you.
Like, you know, what do you guys want? I could get you whatever you want. Like, for me personally, how is this going to go?
I don't know.
I want a latte. A pumpkin spice latte. Muffins and donuts, a lifetime of Starbucks. Those cake pops do not suck.
Jenna, get it after work.
I want it now. I want a tall. Let's make it a venti.
Okay.
Baristas alone, no whip, extra foam. Throw in a scone. Give it to me now.
Okay.
I want a chai. A frappuccino. A 10-carat gold card to keep in my wallet. Now.
Okay, we'll go get it now. Jeez, Jenna.
Good vibe.
That works, right?
That was beautiful.
Yeah, it's getting kind
that was
of scary.
Well done.
Almost uncomfortable.
I mean, I'm a little frightened of you.
Yeah.
I'm
a little
frightened. I gotta get that girl a coffee.
Somebody get her a coffee.
Get her a dang coffee.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.